Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Schedule is out. I see a clear path to the playoffs. Good morning. Welcome in to Cap and J-Hood. Danny Zetterman, Jeff Mahler, J.R. Strauss. We are your morning team. Hoodrow, I got the schedule right here. And I see a path to the playoffs, my friend.
Ah, the schedule's out, Cap. Oh, what a glorious day. Never overrated to me. I always love it because we could talk the NFL in May. Let's start it, Mahler. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Better schedule. Right around the... That means you could just see it now. Training camp. You could see it now. Preseason games. You could see it now. Opening night for the Bears on September 12th. I can't wait, buddy. And guess who can't? You know who else can't wait? My partner here, David Kaplan. Resplendent in Bears gear. He's ready too.
Got my Peyton sweatshirt.
You're
I've
ready.
Got my Bears hat. I'm ready.
We are ready. All right, meatball predictions here. Again, do it with the pencil. This is not a flip. What we'll do here is give our predictions. We have the right to change by the time we get to preseason and also the right to change right before the season starts for the Bears.
So if you change then... Mahler can't play the dolphin sound.
No, this is just a meatball prediction with the pen, with the pencil. We'll put it in pen later on, right?
Okay.
So this is not a flip. It's just the initial, your initial thought, right? Your first blush with the
first pencil,
right?
You got it.
All right, at the Rams, September 12th, Cap. That's a win. A great start to the season on Sunday Night Football. That's a win.
I am co-signing that. They will be 1-0 coming back on their luxury jumbo jet from L.A. Matthew Stafford. Struggles with the Bears. He will continue to struggle with the Bears.
September 19th, Cincinnati, Young with the Burrow. At home, that'll be a victory for the Bears. They'll be 2-0.
I co-sign that. Bear off to a 2-0 start, dispatching Joe Burrow, Penei Sewell, and the Bengals.
A tough Cleveland game on the 26th. Remember, there'll be a returning wide receiver for the Browns.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That is a loss for the Bear against the Browns. Tough game because you know the Browns can throw the ball all over the yard. I say tough loss against the Browns.
Okay, sidebar, may I approach?
Sidebar? Yes, you may.
So the White Sox play in Cleveland that same weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that it's high time we tell the boss. We don't ask.
Tell.
We tell the boss we are doing the show from Cleveland that Friday. We go Thursday after the show. We have a nice dinner in Cleveland. Do they have restaurants in Cleveland?
Don't do that.
You don't hear anybody say they want to go on vacation to Cleveland.
Thank you, Joe Kim Noah.
Exactly.
All right.
Place is a dump. But it's also the greatest dump because the Cubs won the World Series there. That city is a toilet bowl. So
I say yes to that.
Yes. So we're telling Mike today. Let's be on the same page here. Mike, we need you to book a site survey to find a cool place to do the show, if they have such a thing in Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to go to a really cool restaurant if they have such a thing on Thursday night. We're going to get up early. We're going to do the show. We're going to see the White Sox and the Cleveland Indians Friday and Saturday, and Sunday the Bears, and we're getting up Monday in Cleveland and doing the post game there.
I would like to do that. Show's over at 10. Win or loss for the Browns?
The Bear loses that game.
You go to the trip, but they're going to lose the game anyway.
Yeah.
Win against the Lions on October 3rd. That's a win. So okay. 3-1.
I will co-sign. That is a 3-1 start.
Outstanding. Now against the Las Vegas Raiders, another trip that we probably should consider. October 10th against the Raider, 3:05 on CBS. That is a loss, my friend.
Okay, I am going to differ from you. That is a win, my friend. There will be a home field advantage for the Bear because there'll be so many people. And by the way, if you're waking up, pouring a cup of coffee, going, got to get my day started, I got Cap J. Hood up. A lot of the flights already selling out. I talked to two friends yesterday. Said, dude, I got to fly Saturday morning. I can't get out on Thursday or Friday. They're already going. So unless they add more flights, you may have some issues. Maybe you fly, as you said, out of Indy or Milwaukee.
Yeah.
If you're going, you better get on it today. That is a win. The Bear get the 3-1.
Here's where it's difficult, and you're not sure, right?
Sorry,
4-1. Packers. Now, we don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
If that's Rodgers, that's a tough one. But if that is Jordan Love, that is a win, my friend. I have it written down as a win, as if Rodgers is not returning.
So I have it as if Rodgers is there, the Packers will win.
Yes.
If Rodgers is not there, the Bears will win.
I just have it as a win for now, thinking that he's not coming.
Okay, I'm going to go with you then. I'll co-sign that. That one goes from a loss to a win, but I have an asterisk.
Don't know.
Okay, so asterisk.
At Tampa on the 24th, I have that as a loss, my friend, against the champs.
I think they get their ass kicked in that game. Oh, yes, God. It's a loss.
That's not good.
No.
It's ass kicked.
Tampa wants to get some revenge from last year. Even though they did win the Super Bowl, they were embarrassed on Thursday Night Football. Tom forgot how many downs. Tom's going to put four fingers up because it's going to be the touchdown passes he throws. And Tampa beats the Bears pretty convincingly.
Then it's against San Francisco on the 31st, my friend. I have that as a loss. Of course, I don't know who the quarterback is there either.
Yeah, I have that as a win here for Chicago because it's going to be James Garoppolo. Trey Lance will not be ready. And we just learned in the Sun-Times today that actually the Bears had to beat out San Francisco to get Andy Dalton. They tried to sign him.
It'll be the Steelers on Monday Night Football. I have that as a loss as well at Pittsburgh.
I have a loss there as well.
Bye week, very tough. What do you have on the bye week, Jeff? I'm thinking I'm pretty tough for the bye week. Very good defensively. Is that a win or a loss for the Bears, the bye week?
You know, I have that one as a tie right now.
Tie?
Tie to the bye.
All right, we have a tie. But again, strong defense, bye. Watching very closely.
They have the Bears 16-6 over the bye.
Okay.
In a slugfest. Against Steelers, old school football.
Ravens,
the Raven here.
21st?
The Raven here, a noon kick on Sunday, November 21st. That's my birthday weekend.
That's a Greg Gumbel game. That is a loss.
I actually have that as a W.
Oh, God.
They win here. Yes. Bears win.
At Detroit on Thanksgiving, we are the first game, the mother-in-law game, where it's like, okay, you're in between, you got to watch the game, and then you go out.
Correct.
Unless you're going to get there early. That's, for me, that's the mother-in-law game. You watch the Bear, and then you leave, and then you go to the mother-in-law. So 11:30, that's a win for the Bears.
I don't have a mother-in-law. She passed, so I don't have to worry about going to the mother-in-law. Everyone's coming to me instead. And I am going to say that is carving up the Lions' bird, and the Bears win again.
Well, the Lions sleeps tonight. And so Arizona at home on the December 5th, I have that as a win.
I have it as a win, but that one scares me because Kyler Murray, very, very shifty, a lot of escapability. Wouldn't shock me. I think they have a chance to have a decent team. But right now I gave them a win.
A December 12th at Green Bay.
Loss.
NBC game, Sunday Night Football.
That game a loss.
I don't know who the quarterback is.
Again, if Blake Bortles just signed there, what if he's the guy and Jordan Love's not ready?
I have them splitting. You see I have an L there. I have a loss as well.
Right.
I just don't know what that is yet.
So I gave him a loss.
Against Minnesota on Monday Night Football.
It's Minnesota. Bears win.
Bears win. I have that as well. At Seattle, that's a loss.
Same
on December
here.
26th.
That's if that wasn't the day after Christmas, I'd want to do that trip with you. Go eat some awesome salmon, Pike Place Fish Market, the original Starbucks. Be a lot of fun out there.
So I have that as a loss at Seattle. Then the Giants come in here on January 2nd. That's a win.
Yep.
against the Lions, against the Vikings on the 9th, that is a loss.
I have that as well. So my record is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, if Aaron plays, it could be different. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 6, Chicago.
Take that!
8 and 9.
Really?
Good enough to get in the playoffs.
Danny!
Cap, you're not an impression guy, but that was the best Mike Francesa impression I ever heard.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Counting on the air.
Carm taught me that. 11 and 6, Danny. What do you think?
I think you're overly optimistic at the start of the year, per the norm.
I personally
think the Bears are going 7-10. There's a 5-game stretch. Boy, oh boy, that 5-game stretch is tough.
What is this 5-game stretch that they can't win a game in?
I didn't say
they can't win a game, but they go
with
week
the Raiders.
5, Raiders,
yeah.
Then Packers, then Bucks, 49ers, Steelers. I mean, that is a rough
one. Throw in the Ravens. That's 6 straight.
No, I included the Ravens.
Cap believes that the Bears can beat the 49ers. I think that's just tough. I know that San Francisco is just coming here. So, Jeff, as you look at the schedule, again, first blush with the pen, it looks like 8-9 because of that tough stretch starting with the Raiders. The Packers, I don't know, but Buccaneers, 49ers, Steelers, Ravens after the bye. What do you see there?
I have the Bears pulling off the first ever 0-0-17 season, Hoodie. I've got them tying every single game this year. It's going to be a very interesting year.
We'll wait for your analysis on Carmen and Yurko.
Thank you.
He just gave us a little glimpse, but the full analysis will be on that show after 10.
Wow. Look, if Aaron Rodgers plays...
See, that's the great unknown in the schedule, right?
Huge. And again, when you go through a schedule on May 13th, when we get to November 21, they're playing the Ravens. What if Lamar Jackson's hurt? It's a different team.
These are the meatball picks that we do, though. There's a reason why we have a celebration of the schedule.
Correct.
So we do the win-loss.
Okay, other than the obvious going to Vegas, give me the next best trip on there.
Well, I like the Cleveland trip early.
Yeah, because the Sox are going to clinch by that point. They'll either be already locked in as the division champ, or they'll clinch there.
That'll make me so happy. The Vegas trip, the Cleveland trip, I wish I could go to the Seattle trip. There's no way Peacock's allowing me to do that. There's no way she's going to let me do that.
The Vegas trip?
No, the Seahawk trip.
Oh, the Seahawk.
On the 26th of December, there's no shot. No way. Me? No.
If you said to her, hey, honey, have a great Christmas with your family. Cap and I are leaving on the 24th. We're going to be gone for like 4 days in Seattle.
There's no shot.
But Tampa, week 7, Tampa, right before Halloween. You got October 24th.
I like that.
You're going to be there.
I don't know if I'm going, but yeah, Carmen wants to make that a big thing.
Yeah, with you and your sons.
Yes.
Danny says he's in for that.
We are going. We started looking at flights yesterday.
Mellor said he's not sure he's going. But
I was invited. I haven't officially run that by the wife
but
yet.
Danny,
well, you don't like the company?
Good
I'd
karma
go
or the people that he's going with?
The people he's going with. I mean, all of a sudden, he's not sure he's going. When the trip was first announced, Mellor's like, what, I'm not invited? What's going on? I got
Sylvie,
a son,
Sylvie
I should
going?
Come. Then he gets invited, and he's like, I don't know if I'm going.
Is Sylvie
like, that's the worst guy in the world right there, Mellor. I know you're obsessed with Sylvie. Yes, Sylvie will be there. It was his idea.
I think that's awesome. What do you mean obsessed with Sylvie?
Well,
he's my neighbor.
About Mellor flipping directions on us, and you just wanted to get to Sylvie.
You said you don't like the company. I said, is Sylvie going? You said Carmen was the guy putting it together. No. I simply asked a question.
Jeff wants to go with me because he knows I will want to watch the World Series instead of Bears Tampa. That's the reason why he wants to go with me, because there's baseball involved there.
Well, yeah,
right.
I guess that will be the World Series.
Oh, I didn't
think about that. Oh. That's a curveball, Hoodie, I had not even thought of. That could be
right.
Like game one, game two. It's probably ALCS, though, isn't it?
Yeah, White Sox involved.
Yes.
The 24th, I think you'll be done with the ALCS.
That's what I'm saying. A sweep, you're waiting around for the World Series to start. World Series, sometimes, it usually starts on not Sunday, right? They usually try and push it to the Monday or Tuesday because they don't want to go head-to-head. Interesting.
See? And also, Cap and I will discuss when we will see Justin Fields. I've already have it locked in and where we're going to see Fields this season. That's coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say because
I got the date here.
I have one in my mind.
Is it September 11th? Is that what it is?
I actually thought about that.
I have the date here.
Yeah, Saturday, September 11, it squeaks out that Justin Fields has won the job and will be playing week one.
I'm just hanging out. Oh, God, Schefter, 305.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. The Bears slipped that past us, but I have the date here when I think that we'll see Fields. It says, yes, my friends, it's a daunting schedule. We knew who the Bears were going to play. We just didn't know the alignment. It is daunting. You have to be for real or you're going to be exactly who we think you are. One thing for sure, Cap, is as we're excited about Fields, we're excited about the schedule, excited about the draft, we still know the warts on this football team.
Let's not get it twisted. Let me ask you something. If they go out and they do a Danny, what did you have, Danny? 6-11?
Oh, boy.
7-10.
7-10.
Oh, God.
Okay, if they go 7-10, 6-11, but Fields doesn't play or shows promise, but he's raw. Does that put more heat on Matt and Ryan, or nope, the draft pick has secured the bag? That's a good question.
Let's talk about it.
We'll get into all that. This schedule, I want to dive a little deeper into this. There's a lot to get to, man. What do you think of the schedule? 312-332-3776. Looking at the schedule, we determine when Justin Fields gets his first start. That is next.
Take that.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
ESPN 1000. Phone lines are hopping. 312-332-3776. What do you think of the schedule? I've got the Bears sitting with 10 or 11 wins. Hoodrow has 8. Danny has 7.
Yes.
7 and 10.
We'll find out Meller is coming up during Carmen and Yurko.
No. 0-17.
No. There'll be a further analysis because that's where the good stuff is. 10
exactly.
And
10. The 2021 World Series, the dates are October 19 to 27. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that trip on the 24th, so that would be the Tampa trip, would could be right in the middle of a Chicago World Series. Somebody in there. Most probably the White Sox.
Hopefully.
By the way, nice job, Cubs. 2 for 27 the last 2 days with men on in scoring position.
So I have 5 losses for the Bears up to the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me...
Wait, how many? 5?
Yeah.
How many do I have? 1?
I have 5.
I have 4.
And I have 5. At some point, if you feel like you're close in the division or you feel like, you know, we need a spark after losing against maybe the Buccaneers, 49ers, and Steelers,
mm-hmm.
right there, Justin Fields will start against the Ravens on the 21st of November. Mark the sound there, Meller. Mark it right there. If he doesn't start the season, they're going to give Andy Dalton every opportunity, I believe. And if he falters, and I mean, it's a tough schedule against it for any quarterback. I could see it right there during the bye week. They're making a change. It's almost like the NFL did him a favor. It's like, you're not going to be very good this year. Here, we're going to put a bye week in so you can make a quarterback change.
Yeah, we give your guy like 8-9 weeks to get ready.
Yeah, right. I think the NFL people is like, you're not very good this year, but you have Fields. Here you go. Put him right here, right in the middle in the bye week.
And from everything I've read and watched and listened to the last 24 hours, Justin Fields goes into camp as the number 3 quarterback. Nick Foles has already been told you're the backup.
Please get Foles out of there.
They can't.
It's a rock in my shoe. Get a trade. Get him out of here.
Nobody's trading for him.
It's just, you know, I don't like the idea that he's on the roster. I want Fields to be the number 2 after Dalton. Or if he's better than Dalton, then be number 1. Foles should not be in the mix at all.
Do you see who the first person to call Justin Fields was from the Bears other than management and coach? First call he got, Nick Foles.
Of course, class guy.
Class guy.
Of course.
Class.
He understands.
So as I look at this schedule, and again, the Aaron Rodgers thing, I have the asterisk right on my piece of paper. That just throws such a wrench into everything because Detroit's admitted we're in a rebuild. We had to take Jared Goff to get the draft picks. Minnesota's Minnesota. Every year we keep saying, well, you said it last year.
Yeah.
Maybe this is their year they're going to break out. I'm not so sure. That means if Aaron doesn't play, the path to winning the division is there.
So, you know, I can't do anything with the win total with the Bears. I have to lay off of that because I don't know what the Packers are.
What is the number in Vegas now with 17 games?
Well, for the Packers?
For the Bears.
Was it still 7.5? The last time, was it still 7.5? Okay.
7.5.
Yeah. And with the Packers, it's still off the board because even Vegas doesn't know what to do with that. So I can't do anything with that. But I did I did my bet yesterday after the show. The Bears, 7-point dog against the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Bears can win that outright.
Agreed. I bet the 7 yesterday with you.
Yeah. So that's the so I got that solidified. And I also have Tampa, Cleveland. I got that. Is that the first game? Cleveland against someone.
No, first game of the year.
Cleveland.
Tampa has that Thursday night
game. Tampa-Dallas.
Yep.
Tampa-Dallas.
In Tampa.
All right, I took care of that as well. So I just don't know what to do with the win total. This is why I say first blush with the pencil, and then Cap, we'll see. But if we realize that Rodgers isn't coming, I'm giving the Bears 2 more wins. I'm going to do it.
See, the thing is, if you think Rodgers isn't coming, right, if you just have the slightest inclination that this isn't going to work out and he's going to leave, you should bet the over 7.5 right now. Because the second the news comes out that Aaron Rodgers isn't leaving,
Bears number jumps at least a game.
Exactly. The Bears number is going to go up. So if you really believe he's not going to be back, you should put your money down on the Bears going over.
Everything we hear is that Jordan Love is not ready. And I don't know what it may not be the seamless transition from Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love, but we'll see.
Yeah, and Blake Bortles is there. Do they have another veteran on that team still?
Don't know.
Quarterback-wise, right now, it's only Blake Bortles, Jordan Love, and Aaron Rodgers. And then they've got a couple guys coming in for tryouts, but that's just because they need bodies for minicamps, knowing that Aaron Rodgers is certainly not showing up.
All right, let's find out what you think about the Bears' schedule. We've given our predictions, and again, you can hear Mellor's later on, but we want to get your thoughts now.
Mike's in Orland Park. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Big fan of the show.
Appreciate you.
The schedule, guys, it's extremely tough, like you guys were saying, but I think the Bears will probably go 10-7. And looking at the schedule, you know, the number one game to go to is the Bears versus Raiders game. I was looking at the tickets yesterday, and the tickets in Vegas are just sky high, like incredibly high, like almost $500-$600 a ticket. So, I think they'll go 10-7. And I think the Fields will probably start maybe, my prediction's week 3 or week 4.
Yeah, I am probably going to co-sign more quickly for Justin Fields than Hoodie. Here's the thing, though, Mike. If they get off to a good start, why are they benching Andy Dalton?
Unless it's a Miami situation with Fitzpatrick and Tua, where you say, Andy, we know that you're good, but really, Fields the future, get out of there.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Seriously, yeah. I mean, that could be.
Mike, thanks, man. Have a great day.
I think the Bears get off to a great start at 3-1.
I do too.
So why would you bench Dalton unless he's like, okay, we know what this is. Get out of there.
Right. You're holding us back.
Because you saw the Miami thing in real time last year. It was like, wait, Fitzpatrick's doing what? No. We know this isn't real.
Correct.
All right, Tua, let's go.
So if they get off to that kind of start, Andy keeps his gig. I'm just wondering if truly Matt says during training camp, all right, it's not close. The kid's raw, but this kid is really freaking good. It's the guy we want. Start him. Let's go.
Can Fields be, and the Bears be 3-1 if he's a starter, Fields, with this schedule? That's the question. Raw, young. Now, with Dalton, I could see it. But see, I have him going, winning 3 or 4 and then losing 4 of the next 5. Starting with the Raider game.
Yeah, see, I have them winning the Raider game. NFL Network just did their, or NFL.com, I just looked at their projections.
Yeah.
They have the Raiders like a 6-win team. Yeah.
I know it's going to be like Chicago West out there. There should be a ton of Bears fans in Vegas. It should be, right?
Be incredible.
Be like a Brewer-Cub game. That's probably what it's going to be like out there.
So, Danny, when you're booking the trip to Vegas for all of us, when you take Mike's credit card, just book the Cleveland trip as well.
Sure. Okay. Go on. Anywhere else you want to go?
Yeah, you need to get open-ended tickets. When you call the airline, you get one way with you prepay a return. It's called open-ended because wherever they're at in the World Series, we got to be able to fly from Cleveland there or from there to Cleveland, do the show for the Bears, and then come right back to the World Series. It's going to be like 2 weeks on the road.
Aren't you just getting us on the Sox charter?
No.
I thought you had those kind
of... We have our own charter.
Roll.
It's called Air Karmazon.
Oh, do we? Oh, do we? Oh, that's the plane that has cahoots on the side, right? Is that what it says? Okay.
It's our owner.
Okay. Just want to check.
Just get on his plane.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, more of your phone calls coming up. I'm excited, Cap. This is great. I mean, imagine us getting excited about a schedule in which we, again, we don't know some of the ramifications of it. It just shows you, man, transactions rule. 2021, the little type in the paper we used to read, right? The little type of the transactions. Yeah, here's the schedule. It's a big thing.
It's a big deal.
The NFL, man.
It wasn't like that when we were kids.
No.
You're like, whatever.
Ah, schedule's out. All right.
So, anyway, and it's awesome to work at a company where you literally just go in, take his credit card, the boss, and you just go where you want to go.
I'll just go where you go, Cap.
That's it. Just follow my lead.
Okay.
Mike, get out of the way. Give me the card. We got to do it.
And right out of the business.
We'll be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
I was going through the win totals at break. My favorite play on the board. Favorite play. And I'm going to bet it today. The Buffalo Bills over 10.5. I think they win that division going away.
Still riding the Bills from last year, huh?
Yeah, they got what, to the AFC title game? Josh Allen?
One day you're going to be right.
No question.
And I guess your fallback is if something happens to Allen, oh, God.
MT10, baby. He's not wearing 10 anymore. I don't remember what number they gave him.
85.
Don't you have Mitch winning that quarterback competition in preseason?
No.
Okay.
But we will be at Bills camp this summer.
Right, we're doing the show. That's another trip.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Bills camp in Orchard Park for, I don't know what, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Mitch has agreed to do every day with us to break down each day's practice.
What? Cap, what are you doing here? MT10, come on over.
I don't wear that number anymore.
You're my guy. Okay. Bills camp. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, really. Sports radio, that's how you do it. You follow Mitch all the way to the end. He could be a backup on the Washington football team at some point.
Yeah, he's 39 years old.
Chico says, "What are you doing here?" So it's like,
you know, he is going to be
Trubisky.
He is going to be MT10.
He's wearing 10 again.
I guess he changed back. Jake Fromm, who had it on the Bills roster, is going to go to number 8, and he's back to MT10.
Okay, yep. Yeah, because he was going to be 8.
I'm sorry if you guys mentioned this. I was on the phone, but you guys do know that the Bills come to Chicago for a preseason game.
Yes, sir.
And Mitch is going to probably play a good portion of that.
Yes, sir.
In studio.
That should be a holiday here.
Mitch in studio, no question.
August 20th, book it.
What? Well, I mean, it's 3 hours of Mitch talk that day.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. It's already in my phone.
Game Mitch on. Versus Justin Fields. What if Mitch outduels him in the preseason? Can you imagine the calls we'll take that Monday morning if Mitch is like dynamite and Justin Fields sucks?
That's likely. That's likely.
Let's go to the phones.
Motivation.
Derek, our guy, is in Brooklyn. What's up, Derek?
Yay, what's up, man? How you doing?
How are you, man?
What's up, Derek?
I'm good. Good morning. Good morning, Jay. What's going on?
What's cracking?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm very excited about the schedule, man. Honestly, I think we can win maybe 9 games, you know, maybe 10, but it's a tough schedule. But I want to see Justin Fields start game 1, man, against the Rams. Throw him in the fire against that defense. Let's see what he can do with his legs and his arm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's how I'm feeling. And I just want to say one more thing, Cap. I just want to let you guys know I converted – a New York Jet fan into a Chicago Bear fan now. So I'm going to give a shout-out to my man Jay from Manhattan. He's a dedicated Bears fan now. So just want to let you guys, I'm over here converting these New York guys to Chicago fans over here. You know what I mean?
Love you. That's going on. By the way, how big is Derrick Rose in New York now? Because he looks like a beast.
Man, he is the man, baby. He's the man. Everybody wants him to be the starting point guard. But, you know, I'm happy with him coming off the bench. He's doing a great job for the Knicks, man. And the Knicks is doing their thing. They made the playoffs. So everybody's happy right now, you know?
All right, just keep starting Elfrid Payton. Let him play like 12 minutes. I keep betting his under on points, and he doesn't get many shots.
You
right
see that? You see?
Yeah, right back to his wallet. Never mind about the games. Never mind about the games. Huh? Just, it's not about the games. It's just about Cap's wallet, as we all know.
Hey, Derek, the wife okay? Your wife's good?
Yeah, she's good, man. You know, just my daughter just graduated from college Saturday. So we're excited, and we're about to move into a brand-new house in another month or so. So things is looking good for us right now.
God bless you. God bless.
Thanks a lot, man.
There you
go. Talk to you later. Peace, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
His wife, a captain on Rikers Island. Can you imagine that? Being a captain on Rikers Island during COVID? That is not good. That's tough. Back to phones. Jerry's in North Austin. Hey, Jerry, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up?
Hello, Jerry.
Here's my thoughts on Justin Fields, and I've had him since draft day. He doesn't see any NFL action this year. Hear me out. The job is Dalton's, and he learns. He turns his young collegiate body into an NFL man's body. He turns his brain cerebrally into the game. And the only reason he comes in is if Dalton is injured and or the Bears are 4-10 after 14 games. Give him a little taste of the NFL, and he has a strong camp in next year, and he's your starting quarterback for the next 10 years, God willing, health-wise.
Yeah, if he looks good in camp, I'm okay with him starting day one, but he's got to earn it. He's got to earn that spot. That's where
I agree. And also, regarding who do you not like in Foles, Foles is good as a number two man, and Justin Fields should be rostered as number three. And you're thinking of bringing in Fields if Dalton sucks? Well, if the Bears are 0-8, why do you want to throw Fields into that pile of garbage?
They're not going to be 0-8. Relax.
I agree.
All right, have a good day.
Have a good day, boys.
You too. See you, bud.
Yeah, the reason why I don't want Foles here is because it's not 1989. When you used to stack your quarterbacks, have the guy that you want, solid veteran right behind him. The backup quarterbacks were much better than they are now. Back in the day, you'd have two good guys.
Remember when Greg Landry was here? You had McMahon. I may have the year screwed up, but it was McMahon, I think. Steve Fuller.
Fuller, yeah.
Greg Landry.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, and he was like 80 years old at that point.
But at least it wasn't embarrassing.
Correct.
Well, the backups back then, and what I'm saying is that Foles is a luxury for someone, but not for the Bears, though. I don't see the need for him to be on the roster. But I think you should trade him for something. I like the idea you're going from Dalton to Fields. There is no in-between.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, if Foles still stays here, he's going to get skipped here, Foles.
No question. But what they've said is they offered him around the league, and until somebody has an injury where they've got to make a move, it costs you more to cut him on your cap than to keep him.
This is one of the few times that you'll see me say, hey, get rid of a guy, not because he's bad. It's just that I don't see a need for him on the roster. Not bashing him, just let him be able to
even
succeed
someplace
else. Even
the cap stuff doesn't bother you?
If you trade him, then that's not an issue, right?
No, if you trade him, they would take some of the money there. You take some of a hit,
yeah,
but not as much. But if you cut him...
No, I want to do that.
So just wait to see if there's an injury.
Yeah.
Maybe the Packers will call if Aaron's out.
You know what? It's not a bad call. It's not a bad call. What would you rather have, Foles or Bortles?
Foles.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no question.
Me too.
All right, back to the phones. Curtis is up next. He's a P1. Hey, Curtis, what's up, man?
Good morning to you, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Bears seem to always, thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Yes.
The Bears seem to always do a shock game where they don't with the odds that stack to give them, and they doggone just whip, doggone wins the game. And they seem to always give a game away. So I like to ask the whole panel, including Danny, where do you see the shock game, and where do you see the game that the Bears give away? Thank you so much. I got to get to work, but thank you so much. Minnesota loves you. I appreciate all you guys. You guys are so fun to watch and listen to on the radio. Thank you so much.
You're the best. Thank you. So shock game, is that what he called it? Shock game. I thought there was, like, Arizona coming in here. That's a good football team. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Arizona came in here and won. It might shock some people.
I have that as a win. Tough weather conditions for the Cardinal.
True.
It's
December.
Outside.
That's a good point.
Yep.
If that game was in September, maybe it wouldn't be as easy as maybe it could be if the weather is not cooperative. I mean, look, you're always going to have an upset. I mean, are they going to beat Detroit two times every single year?
Yes. That's the hope.
That's what you hope.
They're nothing.
I mean, a shock game. For me, I have them beating the 49ers here October 31st, Halloween.
Well, the shock game is Tampa beating the champs at home on the road.
Yeah, I don't see that.
That would be the shock game, though. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They went down there and won.
That changes the fortunes because it changed the narrative about these tough five or six games that the Bears have. So if you believe that the Bears are going to beat the Raiders, if you see that as a win, the Packers without Rodgers, that'd be a win. Then beating Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I will tell you, a shock game to lose would be the Giants at home. They're a cold-weather team.
Mm-hmm.
They come in here. They've added a ton of weapons. Kyle Rudolph. Barkley is back. Sterling Shepard. Kadarius Toney. Who's the other receiver they just signed? They've got weaponry there, man.
Kenny
Galladay. And they added to their offensive line. Like, the Giants could take a step this year. I'm not telling you they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they could be a respectable football team.
Giants were not embarrassing at the end, right, Jeff? They were pretty good. They were. You see the arrow pointing up for them.
They were getting their stuff together. I have a very strong inclination, Hoodie. The shock game is going to occur. Tune in between 10:15 and 11. I will give it to you. I promise.
Exactly. Carmen and Yurko.
That's where all the good stuff is.
That's it.
This is the show where Jeff can prepare for Carmen and Yurko.
Correct.
You see, this is where he can just sit on the side there, get the notes ready. All right, Carmen, ready for you.
This is his show prep hours.
Yes, of course. This is the show prep for Carmen and Yurko.
Correct.
C&J.
This is like, you know how when you go into like a restaurant and they have an appetizer spread in the lobby.
Yeah.
Like Carson's would always have chopped liver and then like a cheddar cheese spread
with
the little cocktail rye or Ritz crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yes.
You'd wait. That's what this is for Jeff.
Yes.
It's his little appetizer out in the lobby before the main meal's 10 to noon.
Never mind that he has a strong NFL opinion, but it's just not on this show.
Correct.
That's what it is.
That's it.
There we go.
So that's it. Hey, how's Jeff Miller's NFL stuff? Awesome. Between 10 and 12.
Yes.
Maybe 10:45. We'll see if we can sneak it in early.
All right. What do you think of the Bears' schedule? 312-332-3776. When would you start Justin Fields?
I'm with you.
Are you planning a Bears trip? We want to know all of it. 312-332-3776. Dan Weider at 8. Your call's next.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm with you.
Thanks, Carm.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Pour a cup of coffee, have some fun with us, talk some sports, get some laughs. Yes, we will get to my pitching performance last night. It was a good night for the Nationals. Good night, Hoodie. Would have loved to have had you on the mic calling it.
You know what? With some good quality payment, I'll be glad to be out there and calling the game for you. Be glad to do that. Not last night, but later on this summer.
I'll get you quality payment. No question. So we'll get to it. Anyway, what do you think of the Bears' schedule? 312-332-3776. When would you start Justin Fields? And are you planning a Bears trip? Danny, Sylvie, Carm, maybe Meller are planning to go to Tampa with their sons. That sounds like a really cool father-son weekend. Really cool. There's the Vegas trip. Seattle might be tough the day after Christmas. There's the L.A. trip for week one. That's a fun town. I mean, I wouldn't want to live there, but that's a fun town, man, for a weekend. Whoa. Let's go to John in Rolling Meadows. Hey, John, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I heard Dalton do an interview on one of the other sports stations. And
which one?
I think the Score. They had approached the Bears. Approached him and told him that they might draft a quarterback, and if they did, would he be willing to work with them? And Andy said, yeah, I'll work with them, because he remembers how Anderson took him under his wing when he was drafted. And if that's the case, and they let Dalton do it, and they don't, you know, put all these other faces into the playbook and everything, if it's just Dalton and Fields, I like to see Fields.
You know, John. Can I say something, John? Let me just say something,
year.
John. Yeah, I thought you were loyal to us. Why are you cheating on us? Well, the idea that you're saying where you found the Andy Dalton interview sounds like you're cheating on us.
John, hold on a second. Kenny Anderson is 72 years old. He did not
but
take
Anderson, it. He was did, play. He, no, Anderson was the starting
no,
quarterback.
No, he was drafted in 1971. No.
Who was, but anyway.
I heard it on WCFL.
Andy has agreed that if that's the case and Dalton is willing to do this, then I don't expect to see Fields on the field this year.
He's cheating on us, John. I thought you were loyal to our show.
And John, I am if loyal. Andy Dalton isn't willing to do this, then he's not a good teammate. He getting $10 effing million.
I don't personally feel that Fields should see any action this year.
You can't make that. John, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
No, I don't appreciate the call. Now he's going to call Mike and David and say the same thing. What about us? I heard it on. You heard nothing. Ted Anderson.
First of all, I don't think they had Andy Dalton on. A. B. Let me just be clear here.
That's not right.
I pulled this up. I looked at you. I went, Kenny Anderson took him under his wing?
Kenny
what?
Anderson.
From the nursing home? Kenny Anderson. Kenny Anderson was the third round pick, number 67 overall, in 1971.
That's where you heard it, in 71. That's where John heard it, on Super CFL.
What are you talking about? My God, he was coaching the Bengals quarterbacks in 1993. Andy Dalton was a little kid.
If you're just going to go down the dial and listen to that, then maybe that's where you get your fiction. You go down there then and listen to her Kenny Anderson thoughts. What is he doing, Danny?
Who, John? I think John's smoking something because nobody has talked to Andy Dalton on any radio stations in this city.
I heard it down the dial. Though.
Since when does Les Grobstein sound like Andy Dalton?
Wait a minute.
That ain't right.
Andy Dalton is 33. He'll be 34 October 29. Andy Dalton was born October 29, 1987, so he was six when Kenny Anderson started coaching quarterbacks. He took him under his wing, though, kid.
Bob Trumpy put him under his wing, and he says, you're going to be a good quarterback.
Bob Trumpy's still alive.
Yes, Bob Trumpy's still alive, with the smoker's laugh.
All right, Dan Wiederer, and be nice to him. Don't argue with him.
I will not.
Dan Wiederer in 2 minutes.
Take that.